For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, next week, let's talk about some openings out of town. But this week, let's, for the most part, stay in town. And one big opening we've all been waiting for. Last night, 12th Night, the comedy by Shakespeare, presented by Shakespeare in Delaware Park.
With an all-male cast. Of course, this is the way Shakespeare produced it, also with an all-male cast. But this is inspired, I'm sure, at least in part, by the Mark Rylance production that had come to Broadway a couple of years ago. Marvelously popular. Twelfth Night, it's the story of a twin brother and sister separated in a shipwreck, ending up in a land where the sister dresses as the brother, becomes a servant to a man with whom she falls in love, but the woman he is in love with falls in love with her, thinking that she's a boy.
And it's all boys, some of whom are dressed as girls. And we're supposed to keep this straight?
Well,
how?
No, we're supposed to keep... Never mind. It's not difficult. And it was originally written to play in this kind of way. They've got Tim Newell as Olivia, which should be delightfully fun.
Shakespeare in Delaware Park, every night except Monday at 7:30.
Unless it rains.
Well, actually, that's a thought. But it did rain on opening night of the last production, Romeo and Juliet.
It did.
Well, if Shakespeare in Delaware Park has boys dressing up as girls... BUA is not going to be outdone. Betty and Joan, the final curtain.
This is Christopher Standard as Betty Davis and Jimmy Janowski as Joan Crawford. Does that say it all right there? The setup is this. It's 1989. Betty is on her deathbed. And to help shepherd her over to the other side, who comes? Joan. Who takes malicious delight in the task. It's funny right there, isn't it?
It's fabulous. I can't wait.
But Christopher and Jimmy also get to play Luella Parsons and Hedda Hopper in video, directed by Todd Warfield. BUA calls these summer productions BUA's summer camp.
It works for me. And remember, it's in the alleyway complex, but it's up front at the cabaret.
At the cabaret space, yes. And that opens tonight.
Well, we have two comedies. It's time to get serious. And who does serious theater better than subversive theater over at the Manny Fried Playhouse with a classic?
Eugene Ionesco's The Rhinoceros, which is that it's serious, but it's also a comedy.
Okay.
It is a small town in which the people, one by one, turn into rhinoceroses, all except for one man who holds out. And it's a critique of the dangers of conformity, but very playfully done, famously done many years ago by Zero Mostel, who turned into a rhinoceros without the aid of makeup. And we'll see how they do Rhinoceros at the Subversive Theater, which performs in the Pierce Arrow building there, the Manny Fried Playhouse.
Well, this is a serious social problem that's with us more than ever with the advent of social media. But is it a funny, funny play?
I guess it depends upon your worldview and attitude and the approach that they take. I always get a chuckle. I don't know. I guess that says more about me than it says about Ionesco, doesn't it?
We'll talk a little bit more about it next week, but Intimate Apparel also opens at the Chautauqua Theater Company's Bratton Theater.
Lynn Nottage, Pulitzer Prize winner Lynn Nottage, who years ago was in Buffalo when her play Mud River Stone was at Studio Arena Theater. And this play, inspired by the little details she knows about her great-grandmother, a 1910 seamstress, right, African-American woman in New York. And so she has spun a whole life and story from this about a woman who works as a seamstress making high-quality fashions for society women. And that will play through August 2nd down at Chautauqua, Vivian Benesch directing.
Now, counting a couple plays for kids and, of course, something up at the Shaw and something down at Chautauqua, but really, we've got like six or seven openings. This is July. I mean, this is unheard of.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's it more and more every year.
Well, that's great. Buffalo, we're not in Kansas anymore.
I will never go to Kansas, but I understand the sentiment.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.